Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack on Chris. I'm Emily. Today, we'll finish reading the July 2024 edition of Prevention Magazine and begin the August 2024 edition. Our first article is from the food section, titled, Nutrition, Farmers Market Finds. Your local produce picks are packed with tasty goodness. By Alyssa Jung, recipes by Tina Martinez. Heads up, outdoor market fans, the wait is over. Summertime means local farm stands are piled high with a huge array of fruits and veggies for the next few months. And don't be shy when loading up your tote. Seasonal produce is at peak flavor and nutrition, so now is the time to enjoy your faves at their prime. Says Jacqueline London, RD, a nutrition consultant, podcast host, and author of Dressing on the Side and Other Diet Myths Debunked. Eating locally also allows you to explore the nuance in taste and nutritional density that are unique to your location. Plus, there is so much joy in discovering what's new and fresh each week, and it's a great activity to do while traveling, too. Next time you're perusing, chat up farmers or whoever's manning the various stands. They love sharing their knowledge of what's tasting great, explaining unfamiliar items, and offering tips for using what you choose, London says. This summer, definitely bite into these superstar picks. Plum and Cherry Black Rice Salad. This recipe takes a total of 50 minutes and makes 4 servings. In a medium saucepan, combine 1 cup forbidden black rice, 1.5 cups of water, and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt and bring to a boil. Reduce heat and simmer, covered, until tender. This should take 30 to 32 minutes. Remove from heat and let sit for 10 minutes. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, whisk together 2 tablespoons each apple cider vinegar and olive oil and 1/2 teaspoon each honey, Dijon mustard, salt, and pepper. Toss in 1 cup fresh cherries, pitted and quartered, and 3 red plums, thinly sliced. Finely chop white and light green parts of 2 scallions, reserve dark green parts, and toss with stone fruit. Fold in cooked rice, 1/2 cup mint leaves, torn, and reserved scallion greens, thinly sliced. This recipe is about 277 calories per serving and 7 grams of protein. Plums. They're a good source of vitamin A and C, which fight damage-free radicals, but the various types have slight nutritional differences. Darker-hued plums are high in anthocyanins, while yellow and green plums provide carotenoids. Both are antioxidants with mega anti-inflammatory power, says London. Cherries. These poppable stone fruits can help with blood pressure regulation thanks to their magnesium, potassium, and calcium, London says. And if you see them in other shades, from darker Bing to lighter Rainer, mix them up to enjoy a more diverse combo of antioxidants. Greek chickpea salad on eggplant steaks. This recipe takes 30 minutes and makes 4 servings. Heat grill to medium-high. In bowl, whisk together 3.5 tablespoons red wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon oregano leaves, finely chopped, 1/2 teaspoon Dijon mustard, and 1/4 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Then whisk in 1/4 cup olive oil. Transfer 2 tablespoons dressing to a small bowl and set aside. Stir 1 5.5-ounce can of chickpeas, rinsed, and 1/2 small red onion, finely chopped, into remaining dressing and let sit for 10 minutes. Meanwhile, trim 2 medium eggplants, about 1 pound each, and slice lengthwise, 1/2 inch thick. Then brush both sides with 2 tablespoons oil and season with 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Grill until tender. This should take 3 to 4 minutes per side. Brush both sides of each eggplant slice with reserved dressing. To chickpea mixture, add 4 Persian cucumbers, quartered lengthwise and slice 1/3 inch thick, 12 ounces mixed color grape or cherry tomatoes, halved, 1/2 cup flat leaf parsley leaves, and 1 tablespoon oregano leaves, both finely chopped, and 1/4 teaspoon salt and toss to combine. Spoon over eggplant steaks and finely grate 1 ounce feta cheese on top. This recipe is about 383 calories per serving with 10 grams of protein. Eggplant. The skin's purple pigment comes from anthocyanins. Research shows that consuming a variety of antioxidants is one of the best ways to reduce chronic disease risk, London says. Eggplant is also a solid source of fiber and manganese. The latter supports healthy bones. There are lots of different shapes, sizes, and shades, so give them all a try if you spot them. Tomatoes. There's no better time of the year than summer to eat tomatoes, says London. They are among the most nutrient-dense summer staple, she adds, full of potassium, vitamin C, lycopene, a type of carotenoid that contributes to skin health and may help reduce the risk of sunburn when combined with the use of sunscreen, of course. Breakfast. Green kiwi smoothies. Start smart. This fresh-tasting, fiber-filled sip comes together in mere minutes. This recipe takes 5 minutes and makes 2 servings. You will need 1 bunch spinach, thick stems discarded, about 4 cups, 3 large ripe kiwis, about 10 ounces, peeled, plus 2 extra slices for garnish, 1 cup of ice, 1/4 large Haas avocado, 1/8 teaspoon of kosher salt, 2 scoops collagen powder, optional, and 1/2 to 1 teaspoon lime zest, optional. In blender, combine spinach, kiwi, ice, avocado, salt, and 1 cup water with collagen powder and lime zest, if using. Puree on high until smooth. Pour into 2 glasses and garnish with kiwi slices if desired. This recipe is about 130 calories per serving with 4 grams of protein. Joint effort. Kiwi and spinach deliver loads of vitamin C, an immune-boosting antioxidant that also plays a role in how our bodies use collagen to maintain healthy joints. Let's move on to the August edition of Prevention Magazine. Our first article is from the Pulse section, titled, Find Some Blue. Add this to your summer bucket list. Take a trip to the ocean, or a lake, or a river, or the pond at your local park. Spending time by bodies of water is good for your physical and mental health. Study after study exploring the benefits of blue space has found. Being around water appears to positively impact factors that impede mental restoration, like stress and anxiety, and it can also boost physical activity by encouraging you to move more. Get out your pencil. Write down where you plan to stroll, swim, or unwind to the sound of the joyous splashing someday soon. Your August to-do list. Check off the ones you get done. Pick up a beach read. Getting lost in a good book is a great way to spend a leisurely day or breezy evening. It also benefits your brain and can help ease stress. Why not embrace the season's slow pace by diving into a novel with a summery setting or another easy read? Snag foot-friendly sandals. Summer footwear isn't always the best for promoting good foot health, but Vionic has solved the problem by crafting cute, toe-revealing, podiatrist-approved sandals, wedges, and other warm-weather styles that offer cushioning, arch support, and stability, as well as flexibility. And that's spelled V-I-O-N-I-C. Munch more melon. All varieties are dripping with juice and full of electrolytes, a delicious way to hike your hydration on a hot summer day. To choose the ripest melon, look for one that's heavy for its size, meaning that it'll be bursting with flavor. Check your vaccination status. Make sure you're up to date on important shots, such as the most recent ones for COVID-19, and if you're 50 or older, shingles. It can be easy to let these crucial jabs fall by the wayside, but August is National Immunization Awareness Month, the perfect reminder to be certain you've had them. Our next article is titled, Test Your Son's Smarts. Circle the correct answer. Number 1. What does SPF stand for? A. Sunproof Factor. B. Sun Protection for Fairness. C. Sun Protection Factor. The correct answer is C. Sun Protection Factor. Okay, so you may know that SPF on sunscreen stands for Sun Protection Factor. But do you know what the number means? It basically tells you how long it would take for your skin to redden in the sun. When you wear SPF 30, it would take you about 30 times as long to burn as it would if you weren't wearing any sunscreen. It takes about 2 tablespoons of sunscreen to cover exposed areas of skin. Don't forget your ears, feet, and hands. Number 2. When it comes to SPF numbers, the higher, the better. True or false? The correct answer is false. There's a reason dermatologists recommend sunscreen with an SPF of 30+ and not one that's SPF 50 or even 80. Experts believe using product with a higher SPF can create a false sense of security and cause people to neglect important sun protection habits like reapplying sunscreen every 2 hours or after getting wet and taking shade breaks during extensive sun sessions. These extra sunny day steps are essential when it comes to protecting skin from damage and preventing skin cancer. Number 3. You don't have to wear sunscreen under your clothes. A. Right. Your skin is covered. B. You should smear it everywhere. The correct answer is B. You should smear it everywhere. An everyday tea allows about 20% of UV rays to get to your skin, says Mona Gohara, MD, an associate clinical professor of dermatology at Yale School of Medicine. And if you spend time outside regularly, that's more than enough exposure to cause trouble in the form of sunburn, wrinkling, and maybe eventually skin cancer. On days when you know you'll be outdoors for long periods, be sure to cover every skin surface in sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30 and consider wearing clothing with UPF, ultraviolet protection factor, technology to help block out more of the damaging rays. Number 4. Which type of sunscreen works best? A. Physical, mineral. B. Chemical. C. They are equally effective. The correct answer is C. They are equally effective. Both physical and chemical sunscreens have been shown to be safe and effective, but they work in different ways. Physical sunscreens rely on minerals like titanium dioxide and zinc oxide to block and scatter UV rays before they penetrate skin, and some people may find them less likely to cause skin irritation. Chemical sunscreens absorb UV rays like a sponge before the rays can damage your skin, and these sunscreens are often easier to rub in. Number 5. How many types of ultraviolet rays does sunscreen block? A. 2. B. 4. C. 5. The correct answer is A. 2. We have to worry about two types of UV light when it comes to protecting ourselves against skin cancer and damage: UVA rays and UVB rays. Both types are generated by the sun and can seriously impact our skin and health if we don't protect ourselves with sunscreen that is broad-spectrum SPF, this wording is key. UVA rays are to blame for skin aging signs such as wrinkles, and UVB rays cause sunburn, but both can create DNA changes that may lead to skin cancer later. Our next article from the Pulse section is titled, Bite Size Fitness. Put this workout to the test and track your progress. When your days are packed with fun, you can still squeeze in this total body workout created just for prevention readers by Planet Fitness national lead trainer Teddy Savage for all over strengthening. The goal: try to do the whole circuit for a week straight. Mark the days you do it. Repeat each move for 45 seconds and rest for 15 seconds in between. Number 1. Squats. Start with your feet hip width apart and sink down into a squat as far as you can go without pain. Drive through your heels and squeeze your glutes as you stand. 2. Push-ups. Start by lying flat on your stomach, hands beneath your shoulders. Press your palms into the ground and raise your chest while keeping your core engaged. You can do this kneeling if it makes it easier. 3. Alternating V-ups. Start by lying on your back with your hands and legs outstretched. Bring your right arm up while simultaneously raising your left leg so they meet in the center of your body. Squeeze your abs and slowly return to the ground. Repeat alternating sides. 4. Bear crawls. Start on all fours with your hands under your shoulders and your knees under your hips, slightly elevated above the ground. Walk your right hand forward as you drive your left knee forward. Keep your back flat and your core engaged. Repeat alternating sides. 5. Burpees. Start in a standing position with your feet hip-width apart. Jump up. Then, as soon as you land, bring your hands down to the ground and hop your feet out behind you so you're in an upright plank position. Hop your feet back forward and stand again. Your everyday recovery plan. Check off each post-workout habit you adopt. These key habits can help you keep up with your active lifestyle by giving your body what it needs for optimal energy, muscle recovery, flexibility, and more. Add these healthy you moves to your days. Stretch for 5 minutes. Your cool-down routine is crucial for keeping your muscles flexible, strong, and pain-free. Spend at least 5 minutes stretching after a workout. Lean into static stretches, which involve moving a muscle or a joint as far as it can go, then holding it there while breathing. In dynamic stretching, you move as you stretch. Grab a snack. Refueling after a workout supports overall muscle health, so having the right snack within an hour of completing your sweat session is ideal for optimal nutrient absorption. Protein is a necessity for building and repairing muscle, but you also want carbs, so chocolate milk or Greek yogurt parfait with fruit is a great choice. Focus on Z's. Getting enough sleep at night is essential for good health. While you snooze, your body is hard at work repairing itself, recovering, and recalibrating its systems and parts. Create a wind-down routine that relaxes and quiets your mind, such as doing a guided meditation or sipping a cup of herbal tea. Moving on to the next article titled, Pet First Aid. Do you know what to do when your furry friend needs help? Answer true or false. Then see what the American Veterinary Medical Association, AVMA, recommends. Number 1. You don't need a first aid kit specifically for your pet. True or false? The correct answer is true. You can use many of the supplies in a first aid kit for humans on your pets too. Say tweezers to remove a splinter or gauze to wrap a wound. But the AVMA suggests keeping pet-specific items, such as a list of your pet's meds, a spare leash, and the number for their vet or the closest animal hospital in an accessible location. Number 2. If you think your pet has been poisoned by a chemical, follow label instructions. True or false? The correct answer is true. We may look different, but pets and humans are more alike than it may seem. Things that could harm humans pose the same risk to our furry companions. So follow the instructions on the label of a toxic product regarding what to do after exposure to it. If it says to flush the skin or eyes with water, do this for your pet. Always call their vet ASAP after an exposure to a harmful product or call the Animal Poison Control Center hotline at 888-426-4435 or the Pet Poison Helpline at 855-764-7661. Number 3. If your pet is injured, give them comforting hug, then figure out a game plan. True or false? The correct answer is false. While your first instinct might be to show your pup some love, an injury can make an even gentle giant unpredictable. Don't attempt to hug them and keep your face away from their mouth. Apply a muzzle if they threaten to bite. Number 4. Call the vet only in serious emergencies. Otherwise, at-home first aid is fine. True or false? The correct answer is false. You're a great pet parent, but there's no substitute for veterinary care. So be sure to dial the vet in any emergency situation, even if you think you've got it under control. When bringing them in, call before you go or when you're on the way. Moving on to the wellness section of Prevention Magazine, our next article is titled, 5 Myths About Back Pain. Your spine has a lot of nerves, which is why if you have a backbone, you're likely to experience some ouches in this area. Here's What to Know, by Kate Rockwood. Myth number 1. Stress has nothing to do with back pain. Mythbuster. Stress absolutely can cause back pain. One large-scale study found that severe stress was connected with a 2.8-fold increase in risk of chronic low back pain. Here's why. The stress response causes muscles to tense up, and chronically taut muscles can cause head, neck, shoulder, and back pain. Stress can also negatively impact sleep, make posture worse, and cause inflammation throughout the body, says Jonathan Guyman, a chiropractor with Gateway to Wellness Chiropractic in Cedar Park, Texas. Low back pain issues are often issues of a sedentary, high-stress lifestyle, he says, so get up and move, especially your spine, and practice ways to help your body handle stress, such as breathing techniques. Myth number 2. If it really hurts, something is seriously wrong. Mythbuster. Severe back pain doesn't always mean a severe problem. A minor issue, like you pulled a muscle, can sometimes hurt a lot. You have the highest amount of sensory nerve receptors in your spine compared with the rest of your body, says Kyle Gill, a chiropractor with Body Science Therapy in Ontario, Canada. It is also very challenging not to use your back and thereby avoid pain. The tell that there's no biggie? A less serious back issue typically doesn't drastically limit movement and begins to feel better after a few days, Gill says. Seek treatment if you have severe pain that doesn't decrease after 3 days and or travels down your leg, changes in bowel or bladder function, or numbness, tingling, or weakness. Those can be symptoms of a herniated disc or another condition that may not get better on its own. Myth number 3. A very firm mattress is the smartest choice for a bad back. Mythbuster. Not always. Medium firm is often best. A mattress should be soft enough to allow your shoulders to sink in slightly, according to recent research, but not so soft that your hips and shoulders sink too deep, causing spinal misalignment. Too soft of a mattress doesn't give enough support, whereas one that is too hard gives you pressure points, says John Hendrickson, PT, owner of Sports Clinic Physical Therapy in Mequon, Wisconsin. How you sleep also makes a difference. Back sleepers do best with a firmer mattress, while side sleepers need slightly more give. Many companies allow you to try a mattress at home, so test one out. Try it out in a store, or if you order online, choose one that gives you several months to decide whether to keep it. Myth number 4. It's easy to trace back pain to its cause. Mythbuster. About 90% of lower back pain can't be tied to something specific, like a tumble down the stairs. It's often caused by multiple factors that can include poor posture, a sedentary lifestyle, smoking, aging, genetic factors, and carrying a lot of body weight, says Sydney Jakubik, a chiropractor and owner of Anchored in Health in Orland Park, Illinois. Conditions like arthritis, osteoporosis, scoliosis, and endometriosis can also cause pain, she adds. Fortunately, some back pain can be prevented by keeping your core muscles, the ones that support your spine, strong. Effective core exercises include planks and bridges, while stretching and yoga can help keep the spine flexible and mobile. Good posture is crucial too. Leave your feet on the floor while sitting, switch positions often, relax your shoulders, and keep your stomach pulled in. Myth number 5. After an injury, bed rest is best. Mythbuster. In most cases, it's not. While taking it easy for a couple of days can help with muscle strain or inflammation, staying in bed too long or for a different issue can prolong or worsen back pain. For example, with a nerve compression or disc problem, inactivity can tighten muscles, increase pain, and cause more weakness. As long as you're able, it's a good idea to try gentle stretches and movement as soon as you can. Muscle strains and sprains on the spine can be treated with techniques like manual therapy that manipulate the spine or the soft tissue that can stop back problems from becoming more serious, says Hendrickson. It's a good idea to move gently as it's possible to seek help if you are in severe pain. Our final article from today is from the wellness section titled Natural Fixes, Solutions for Incontinence. These holistic approaches may help you regain control and stop the leaks, by Madeline Haas. Whether you pee a little when you laugh or struggle with frequent leakage, incontinence can put a real damper on your day. Urinary incontinence is when a person cannot control when and where they urinate, explains Jason Kim, MD, a board-certified urologist at Stony Brook Medicine, and it can result from a weakened pelvic muscle, nerve damage, or underlying health issues. Depending on your symptoms, you could be dealing with stress incontinence, leakage during activities like laughing or exercising, urge incontinence, a sudden urge to urinate, or both, Dr. Kim says. Solving pee problems. For incontinence, your doctor may suggest lifestyle changes, meds, a support device, or a surgical procedure. You can also try these natural fixes recommended by Dr. Kim. Pelvic floor training. Known as Kegels, this technique is designed to strengthen the pelvic floor muscles, says Dr. Kim. First, identify your pelvic floor muscles by stopping your urine flow midstream. You should feel a squeezing or lifting sensation in your pelvis. Once you've identified them, you'll do the exercises without urinating. Now, activate those pelvic muscles and start by holding the contraction for 3 seconds, then relax. Gradually increase how long you hold this contraction as you repeat this exercise 10 to 15 times in a row. Do it 3 times a day. Results aren't immediate, so try to be patient. It may take weeks or months to see improvements in control. Bladder training. This behavior therapy involves working with your doctor to increase the time between bathroom trips, which helps train the bladder to hold more urine and thereby reduces the urge to go. You'll start by urinating at scheduled intervals whether or not you feel the urge, increasing the time in between by 15 to 30 minutes each week. Biofeedback. At the doctor's office, small sticky sensors are placed on your body to provide feedback on the pelvic floor muscle activity, Dr. Kim says. These insights help determine the pelvic floor exercises or techniques that may work best to improve muscle strength and control. Again, results aren't immediate, but the goal is to develop greater awareness and mastery of pelvic floor muscle function so you can leak less. When to see a doctor about incontinence. Urinary incontinence isn't usually life-threatening, but it can negatively impact your quality of life. If symptoms are disrupting your days or causing you anxiety, talk to your doctor about options for relief. That's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack. I've been reading from the July 2024 edition and the August 2024 edition of Prevention Magazine. I'm Emily. So long until next time.